a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do one of these.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
All right, so there is a documentary that is on Netflix at the moment that I have watched and I'm about to review for you. Now, it's been out for about a month or so now, but it was last week that I was struck down with the COVID and I had time up my sleeve to watch Last Stop Larimer. Have you heard of this one?
No.
Okay. So basically, you're a Northern Territory lover. You're a guy that's been around.
Is this about a guy and a lady that had, they were arguing? I reckon I've heard about this, but not properly.
Well, there's been a lot of chat about it lately, and it's one of those docos that there's only two episodes. Mm. They're both about an hour long.
Mm.
And it's weird because the documentary is actually shot and produced by Americans.
Oh, okay.
That came over to Larimer, this tiny town in the Northern Territory.
I know where that is. Yeah, yeah.
Do you? Yeah. It used to be a big town back in the day. It used to be one of the thoroughfares that people would go through. But then once people started having cars that could take on more petrol and all of that, the town kind of got forgotten. There's only 11 residents in the town. And it involves the disappearance of Patrick Paddy Moriarty, who was last seen in 2017. There were 11 residents. There only became 10.
Larimer is a town of 11 people. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, Australia. There's no cell phone reception. There's really nothing aside from one pub and a pet crocodile.
And not bragging or anything, I put Larimer on the map.
Here we are, everybody.
Just grab a quick beer.
There we go, folks.
That's where Paddy used to live. That's where he went missing.
Last time I saw Paddy was December the 16th.
There was no sign of any disturbance.
There was a very eerie feeling.
Everyone in Larimer was a suspect.
The funny thing about the NT, particularly like regional NT, so we're talking sort of, you know, so Katherine is about 3 hours south of Darwin.
Yeah.
And then Larimer's probably another 2 hours on. Mm. It's past Mataranka anyway. So it's a long way south.
It's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And people come and go, and people disappear up there, and it's just wide open spaces.
Like I
always say, it's the Wild West, but north.
Exactly. So this, if you see, the thing is, this guy, you know, it's a serious case, right? Mm. It's a serious Aussie crime. Something happened to him.
Yeah.
But the chronicles of the people in this town, you're just like, what would it take for you to live in a town of 11 people in the middle of nowhere?
Mm.
You'd become a little bit eccentric. This is where they've harvested the gold in Larimer.
Yeah, right.
The characters in this that are actual people.
Yeah.
And you think you're like, oh, yeah, I think I know what happened. Oh, hang on a minute. She did what? She said what? He did that? Huh? So it kind of, for a documentary series that's only two episodes, I think they've done it really well because they could have dragged it out for six episodes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they did us all a favour and just knocked it into two.
Yeah.
It's an easy watch. It's on Netflix, so easily accessible, this one. Last Stop Larimer. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
4 out of 5. But as far as the closure rating goes, I'm not going to tell you because that's part of the journey that you go on as well. So I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I'm out then.
No, come on.
If you can't give me closure, then if you can't guarantee me closure, I don't
want to ruin it for you.
I'm not watching if I don't get closure.
I do not want to ruin it for you, but I suggest that you give this one a watch and find out a little bit about the characters of Larimer. Of course, it is very sad because Patrick did, you know, lose his life.
Mm.
I'm not sure where Patrick is, but, you know.
Well, there you go. There's your closure rating.
Well,
we're unsure where he is.
What does that mean, though?
We're unsure where he is, so they haven't found him. No closure. All right. I've cracked the code, mate. I'm the detective here in the Crime Club.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, the other day I caught up with a friend I hadn't seen for years, years and years. Her and I, great friends from old days.
Mm. What went wrong?
COVID, like you lose 2 years of COVID and then you don't catch up for another year and all of a sudden you're like, oh God, we haven't seen each other for 3 years. She lives down the surf coast.
Lovers to strangers, you know.
Totally make it weird, Tom.
Anyway, we organised to, and I'm going to name the names of the cafes here because it's all fine.
Cool.
We organised to catch up. I said, hey, next time you're in Geelong, let's grab a coffee. You know, too long, let's do this.
Yeah,
so we said, Blank Space in Pakenham Street.
Great.
Newtown end of Pakenham Street there.
We went there after Run for Geelong on Sunday.
Perfect. Great place. She's written back, yep, love Blank Space. Awesome. We'll see you there. Cool. Anyway, on the day, about, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes out from our scheduled catch-up time, get a text from her. What coffee are you after?
Yeah.
If you get a text like that, what do you think immediately?
Oh, God, I'm running late. She's already there.
Yeah, okay, so I knew I wasn't running late, but I thought straight away, she's already there. She's going to be nice enough. Order me a coffee. It's going to be waiting for me. Awesome. Cool. I'll write back. Flat white, thanks so much. I'm about 5 minutes away. Cool. So you assume already there, don't you?
Yeah.
I turn up to Blank Space. I walk in. I do the walk around. Ran into Jono. Brad Johnson was
there.
He was catching up with his brother-in-law about the Xena sports vest that he does. It was fantastic to see him. I'm
Don't tell everyone
his
business.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say. Just...
Turns out they're expanding into Asia.
The brother-in-law might have taken a day off or something. He's been outed by Cameron Lee.
I was talking to Jono, also doing that look around going, well, she's here somewhere because she's already here.
Yeah.
And you can stand sort of, it's an L shape, but you can stand in the middle of the L and look both ways and see the whole cafe. So
correct.
You know, if you can't see her, she's not there.
She's not there. And so I've gone back outside. Yeah. Maybe I missed her as I walked through the front door, which would have been really rude. Yeah. No, not there. So I've gone and sat down. And the very kind waitress has come over and gone, oh, can I get you anything? I'm like, hey, I've got a question for you. Showed her my phone, my text message.
Yeah.
You get a text message like that, what do you assume? And she's like, the person's already here.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay, she's not here. And, you know, like about two doors down is 9 grams on Pakenham Street there. She goes, you know what, she'll be at 9 grams. Because sometimes people just get confused. Everyone knows it's 9 grams and Blank Space.
Yeah. Really confused though.
Yeah, but just sometimes they might have just gone there in a bit of a rush and sat down there. Yeah. I'm like, good point. So I send a text. Hey, are you already here? She wrote back, yeah, I'm sitting just inside. I'm like, so are you at Blank Space or 9 grams?
Yeah.
I get the text back saying, well, I'm at neither.
What?
I can't even remember the name of the place, by the way. I feel bad about this. Way further down the river and pass over West Fine Street, in that river precinct, is another little cafe that's in the new sort of building that's been done up right down the river there. She's like, oh, whoops, I'm in this place. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so she's sitting there at a table with your coffee.
With my coffee waiting for me at the wrong place and way, way, way down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this moment in time, I've gone, well, I'm in the right.
You're in the right place. You're in the agreed meeting
place. Yes. So here's my question. Should I have just sat back down in Blank Space and not had the embarrassing moment with the waitress and going, I'm sorry, I've got to leave, even though you've brought me over water and a menu and everything like that, and said, you must come to me now, or do what I did, was just jump in the car and drive the 500 metres or so down the far end, right down the river, and go and see her at the cafe that she was sitting at.
I think you had to because she had got the coffee.
Yeah, agreed.
That's
agreed.
Right?
That's
so she,
but
she called dibs by ordering your coffee.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We have a special guest in the studio.
We do. Aisling Maloney from the AFLW Cats, heading into semi-final weekend against the reigning premiers too. It's so good to have you back in here. Just really quickly, go back to last weekend. We're going to talk footy first. First final that the Cats have won in the AFLW. You, I'm going to embarrass Ashley here.
I told him not to embarrass me.
Absolutely dominated, yes. Basically by quarter time, just said, oh, hey, the game's all taken care of. How cool was it, though, winning that first final, having that great feeling against the Bombers and just, these two are Bombers supporters, by the way,
I know,
destroying them.
Yeah. Before the match, I actually watched a video of Old Lingy. And I,
no, so that you was didn't. My,
that was, no, you didn't. It wasn't the shank.
That was my inspiration for the game.
Here's what not to do.
Yeah. Literally. Obviously unbelievable. You know, for me, it's my first time over here and everything that we do every week. As I spoke with you week one, it's been incredible. And obviously, you know, the Bombers, the first time we played them, they bet us and, you know, they ran us as well the last day. It was quite difficult towards the end, but we were just lucky that we'd put on such a good first and second quarter that we got ourselves over the line in the end. But it's so exciting around the club this week. Looking forward to this weekend coming against Melbourne.
It was nice to see a Ling put on a dominant performance at GMHBA Stadium because we'd not seen that before ever in history, not once.
Did you hear what Ashley said? She watched highlights of me, not me shanking.
Quick video then, hey? Yeah. Yes, it was a 20-second reel.
Yeah, see, because the other thing that we have, and not a lot of people know this, is that instead of OnlyFans, Lingy has an OnlyCam. Only cam. So you can sign up to that. Different form of pump up message on that.
It's you can have personalised content. It's only $49.99 a month.
Yeah. Oh, it's very cheap.
And I take it. And Loggy takes an 80% cut. I take a 30% cut, and Lingy gets the rest. So.
Not bad.
Yeah. I thought we were going to concentrate on footy.
Looking forward to this weekend. No, you're right. Looking forward to this weekend, though, taking on the Demons, reigning premiers. How are you guys approaching that?
Yeah, obviously quite a decent team that we're coming up against. You know, they've had a rough last few rounds, but look, we can only imagine that they're going to come out all guns blazing. We can only focus on ourselves and what we want to do and what we want to bring today. I suppose that's the main aim going into this weekend. Little things we might have can correct from last weekend's game. See, can we correct this week and for this weekend and see how we go.
The All-Australian squad too got announced during the last couple of days, wasn't it? A couple of cats in there, Georgie Prasparkas and Nina Morrison. I think Ashlyn completely robbed that she wasn't in the squad.
Yeah. All the Lings get robbed for a lot of the awards.
I know.
You just have to hand them 10 bucks under the table here today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Obviously, those two in particular, absolute stars of the competition, but coming up against a team, doesn't have Daisy anymore, who's unfortunately in the blue and white, but in the coaching staff. Playing against a team like that, reigning premiers, they've been one of the benchmarks for almost the entire AFLW competition. How do you beat them?
I think being an underdog is probably the best thing you can be in any sport. Even for me personally, I love coming up against better opposition, better players. And, you know, you're trying to reach a challenge and break that barrier down. And for myself personally and for the Cats this weekend, you know, what better challenge to try go at them and get the win? How do you break them down? You have to stick to your game plan and stick to your systems and believe and trust that everything that you do in that day is the right thing, even if it does go wrong, and pick yourself back up off the ground again.
Yeah. Obviously, the fans being there makes such a huge difference to you as well. But have you got any friends or family coming from back home to come and see
you? Oh, God, are we going to bring them up? Mum and Dad are here the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. Oh!
So everywhere I look, wherever I am, I just see this Irish flag in the stadium. But it's actually, no, like, it's just, I think, genuinely and truly, like, having the fans in GMHBA makes such a difference to us. It really, really does. And it's so important that we can get everyone out there this weekend coming, because we really do hear it. And to get the numbers that we did at the weekend, like, how amazing was that?
Very cool.
Icon Park this Sunday, 3:05 p.m. For all those Cats fans who want to get there, just I need you to be, I know you're always honest, but completely honest here. You would have been a little bit homesick. Mum and Dad come over. Great to see them. Is it kind of that thing, once you've moved out, though, you can only take so much of your parents being back around? It's like, you need your space back again.
Oh, I know. I sent him on a flight to Sydney for a week. I told him I wanted some respite.
No, you should see Sydney. No, it's great. Yeah. Definitely see.
And unfortunately, their flight got cancelled on the Thursday. So, oh, no, they couldn't come back till the Friday.
Bonus. Just quickly, did they bring you anything that you had been missing from home? Maybe like some food or like a particular thing that you can't get in Australia?
No, actually, and I didn't request that because I know the chocolate back home in Ireland is way better than the chocolate here in Australia.
Ah.
So
okay, well, that's ridiculous.
If I'd gotten five snack bars and the five snack bars were out in one sitting, I'd just be craving have withdrawal symptoms for them for the rest of the year.
All right. Aisling Maloney from the AFLW Cats joining us in the studio. Icon Park, Sunday afternoon. Get down there. 3:05, you were saying, but I'd say get there heaps earlier because you will need to find a seat and all that, Bizzo. We're very excited to see the Cats go, hopefully, all the way and make it to at least the grand final. We're going to get you to hang around for a bit, Aisling, because we've got a game we would like you to play.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've got a special guest joining us in the studio, Aisling Maloney from the AFLW Cats. Thanks for sticking around, mate. We're going to play a game right now.
My name is Nairi.
Pasquale.
Harris.
A random X or W.
X or W.
I want to
spell your name.
That's the one you went with.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that one for so long. This is a game we used to play, Aisling, way, 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 way back. Please, just for Aisling's benefit, please play Loggy's one.
No.
Please.
No, Dom, we don't have time. But Tom had so many great versions.
A lot of them have been deleted over the journey. But there's.
We used to play this game a long time ago, Aisling. So basically people would call up and they would give us their name and then we have to spell it. I would never spell it, though.
It was a battle between Tom and I.
Yeah.
Can you, please?
She might get the Barnsley reference.
Who's the true champion?
Tom and Lingy try to spell his name. Tom and Lingy try to spell his name.
But you don't know Cole Chisel, so you don't understand. That's fine. Okay. The champion.
Have a listen to Jimmy Barnes when you get a chance.
Who is the champion of that game?
Me. By a mile.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay. That's the only thing that matters.
Aisling, we've asked you to come in to us and give us some Irish names with a little Irish twist to it. And all three of us can have a go at spelling it?
We're all going to have a
Traditionally, second. Yeah, there are some very interesting spelling to pronunciation ratios in Irish vernacular, I guess, is the way to describe it.
But there's one that actually is quite common over here.
Okay.
We all will struggle with the Irish version of it.
Okay.
I can see Lingy here beside me. It's very the competitive streak is coming in already.
I don't know why he keeps stepping towards you.
It's really weird. He's peeking here.
Also, just we have to, for full transparency, both Lingy and I have Irish heritage. My family is from Tipperary. And do you know where yours is?
All both sides are from...
He doesn't know.
Somewhere in Ireland.
So
this
we,
is the first time Tom we, has mentioned this.
We have some
the
sort
whole
of
whole time we've been together.
We've sort of got a bit of sort of in our blood. So
if
Loggy gets absolutely annihilated, don't blame her.
No.
I'm making excuses for you.
I'm Macedonian, so a bit different.
Okay.
What name have you got for us first up?
The drum rolling. The first name I'm going to give you is very simple, but Irish version. Niamh.
Oh, damn, I knew this one.
I know this one.
Do you?
This one, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because
it's one of the first ones I went, that is not how that's spelled.
I've had a crack.
No. I need another vowel in there. I'm going to put another vowel in there. Yep.
Okay.
All right, okay. Well, let's go around because I think I've got it. So let's go. Lingy, you go first. How do you spell it?
Do I have to go first?
Absolutely, you do. Yep.
I think I've got the vowels mixed up, but it's like N-I-A-I-H or something.
Okay. What about N-A-I-H-M-V?
Yamaha.
I had a crack. Do you want to go here? Okay, that's right.
Is it N-I-A-M-H?
Wow. Well done.
Oh,
yes.
Really? He Googled that beforehand.
I told you I knew that one. Okay, all right. So 1 point to me. But Lingy is definitely the champion in this game, that's for sure. All right, question number two. What's another name that we can spell?
You're never going to get this one.
Okay.
Maeve.
Oh, okay.
Maeve.
Yeah.
Sounds so simple.
I don't know this one. Damn it.
Irish.
Maybe she's trying to throw us. It's
some Irish lingo towards the end of it.
Is there?
Yeah, it's not as easy as what it sounds.
I've just gone real simple.
All right, go on, Lingy.
I've gone phonetically.
Go on, have a crack.
Why always me? Okay, I just went the simple M-A-E-V-E.
Nope.
Okay, what about M-V-N? V-E-I.
I'm going to buzz you out of it.
Just ignore her.
I think she's just coming off the alpha.
There's random V's and H's. Okay.
So we're spelling Maeve in Irish. So M-A-E-G-H.
No.
No.
Oh,
God damn it.
M-E-A. B-H-D-H.
What? Oh, and I got absolutely slated.
Yeah, you were actually the closest.
Thank you.
Ba-da-da-da. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right.
We got
time for one more. Hit us with one more name. We'll try and spell it.
Etna.
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 As in Edna or Etna?
Etna.
Like Mount Etna.
Etna is beautiful, by the way. Mm. Is that a name or a place?
Name.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Are you messing with us again?
No.
Yes, you are.
Etna.
Come on, us redheads stick together.
Okay. I've left a V out. Or is there a V? Is this my time to shine with a V?
V.
Don't know why.
Okay, all right.
I'm putting a B in there only because the B appeared in May before.
All right, go, Lingy.
ETVBNA.
That was actually really good.
Oh,
no, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
changing mine.
EDHTNVH.
Nope. Okay. Lingy's the closest so far with the. How you pronounce it?
Okay, what about YTNOH?
Oh my gosh, why?
Why? I don't know.
Yeah. That?
No.
No.
How do you spell Etna?
No.
E-I-T-H-N-E.
Oh,
that's.
So, like, Ethne.
Yeah. I've had Etne sneakers in my day.
That's right? A different thing.
Okay.
It's actually funny because Niamh, one of my friends, joined with Nort and her teammates were calling her Nyamaha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend, Siobhan. I used to always call her Siobhan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Who was the winner there? Oh, yeah, that was me. Sorry. Okay. So I'll just give myself the winner sound effect.
You did it beforehand.
Sunday afternoon, 3:05 kickoff at Icon Park.
Yes, against the Demons. Good luck.
Thank you,
Have
guys.
A great game.
Thanks. Go team.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going?
Hey, hey, hey.
Just, you know, try to pump up for a lyrical headline. I love this time of the week, Beck. What theme have you got for us for lyrical headlines?
Well, I was looking on the computer this morning and I think it's in America, but November 16 is National Fast Food Day.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing songs with food in the lyrics.
Ah.
As long as it's not Loggy's Takeaway playlist, which is a whole nother thing.
Do I want to know?
No, absolutely you do not. You're too innocent and pure, Beck.
Oh, you're very sweet.
What we are going to do, though, is we're going to have you read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom Lingy.
Loggy. Good start to a Thursday morning.
We are ready to play.
The takeaway edition. The takeaway edition of Lyrical Headlines. Let's play.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. A long, long time ago,
American Pie, Don McLean. Yes!
I thought that and I was like, no way it's that. I started
singing in bye-bye, Miss American
Pie. You heard Beck explain the theme?
Okay, I'll just go and see myself.
No, all right, here we go. Question number two. That's 1 point to Lingy. Well done.
Oh, Lingy.
What a surprise. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. See you walking around like it's a funeral. Not so serious, girl. Why those feet cold? We're just getting started. Don't you tiptoe. Waste time with a masterpiece. Don't waste time with a masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy, but you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
Tom, it's DNCE, Cake by the Ocean.
Yes.
See, your brain is exploding.
You just keep going.
It's like Bruno Mars, Macklemore. No, it's not them. Who is it? Obviously, Joe Jonas.
Very well known, DNCE.
Gets a lot of rotations, mate. Gets a lot of spins. Still a good song.
Oh,
still, there's no bad songs. Here we go. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Love is like a bomb, baby. Come and get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be your man? Razzle and dazzle and a flash a little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little Miss Innocent, Loggy. Sugar me.
Def Leppard, pour some sugar on me.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, I thought, given that they've been in Australia, someone should get it.
Yeah, well done.
Some of those lyrics, I just couldn't make eye contact with you back as you were reading them.
Which is why I was keeping behind the page.
All right, so weirdly, I don't know how long it's been since this has happened, but we all have a point, and now we need the tiebreaker. Beck, it's lyrical headlines. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Not everyone in New York would pay to see Andrew Lloyd Webber. May his trousers fall down as he bows to the Queen and the Crown. I don't know what tune that the orchestra played, but it went by me sickly and sentimental. Can I have another piece of chocolate cake?
Loggy.
Tammy Baker's...
It is Crowded House chocolate cake?
Yes.
Oh, well done. Can I have another piece of chocolate cake? Here's what you do. Every time you have a tiebreaker question, make it about one of Loggy's favourite bands and see what happens.
I didn't know if we'd get to grade the fourth song.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's not your fault. It's all Loggy's fault.
Yeah. Well done, Log.
Well done, Loggy. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Everyone's
Beck.
Everyone's happy.
Always a nut. No, it is. Good on you, mate. Well done. And another great round. Thanks, Beck. We'll play again next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.